Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a new documentary out on the Delphi murders, and like clockwork, the public's interest has spiked, which is great, because if you've been paying attention, you know this case is far from over. Richard Allen might be sitting in prison with a conviction on the books, but the more you peel back the layers, the more you see the unanswered questions piling up in this case. And here's the thing, the system isn't just moving on, the legal gears are still grinding. There's an appeal in the works right now that could crack this case wide open again or confirm for some that the jury got it right. But either way, it's not a done deal. To understand where things stand, you've got to get past the headlines and into the nuts and bolts, motions to correct errors, appellate briefs, deadlines, and what harmless error really means. In the real world, not in the polite, watered-down version you get on cable news. And then there's the bigger question. When these errors pile up, at what point does the case stop looking like justice served and start looking like justice compromised? That's exactly what I'm digging into today. With defense attorney and host of Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Mata, he's been following the case for years. He was in the courtroom while Richard Allen was being tried. Sat right through that trial and knows exactly what to look for when the state says, we've got enough, even when enough is paper thin. So let's start at the top. Where is this appeal process right now, Bob, and what does it actually mean for Richard Allen's future?
So the brief is in process of being drafted, and most recently, I think within the last 7 days, the appellate counsel filed for a request for an extension of time to get their brief filed. I think that they asked for, I'm guessing here based on my memory, I think it was a date of in and around September 7th. Mm-hmm. So, which means that at that point that they have to get their brief in. Once that happens, it obviously gets tendered over to the state, and whoever's preparing, I don't know if it's the attorney general for Indiana, whoever's going to handle the appeal for the state is going to file their reply brief or their response brief. So from a lot of people that I've talked to kind of in the know, in the Indiana kind of judiciary system, you know, lawyers and so forth, it sounds like the best guess is they might ask for one more extension of time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are kind of guessing that this thing will get filed in October, but That doesn't mean that it won't get filed in September, but I'm guessing it'll be the next couple of months. We'll get that brief and we'll see what issues that they're pointing out.
So for people who aren't attorneys and don't know how this all works, what does it all mean exactly with these briefs being filed and like what, where does this move down the line?
So the first thing that's filed after a conviction, typically in Indiana, and every state has different kind of different rules of what you have to do before you jump into your direct appeal, which is the first appeal. That's what they call it, your direct appeal. But in Indiana, they had a vehicle called a motion to correct errors, which was filed in that case. And in that, they brought up a lot of things that they thought were incorrect about the trial that happened, things that were done and should have not been done, and things that were not done that should have been done. And, you know, I thought that it was a pretty compelling thing. That goes to Judge Gull, though. Mm-hmm. So Judge Gull, in our state in Illinois, we file a motion for a new trial. Mm-hmm. And essentially we do the same thing. You know, some lawyers will just kind of put a boilerplate pro forma type pleading together and just file it just to take that necessary step in order to get the appeal underway. So other lawyers will really like take a shot and you know, identify issues that they think really do warrant a new trial without having to go through the process of the appeal. They're rarely ever granted, rarely. And obviously Gull did not grant the motion to correct errors. So once that was done, it was shifted directly into the hands of the appellate lawyers. And he's got a pretty capable, Stacey Liani, is a really good appellate lawyer in Indiana. Like she's had a lot of success in criminal appeals. And, you know, what they're doing at this point, what you do in any direct appeal is the focus is on errors that were made during pretrial rulings, errors that were made during trial. And you're arguing that these aren't harmless error. Harmless error is the death knell to any appeal. That is basically where the appellate court looks at it and they say, okay, well, we agree that there was an error made. However, we find it to be harmless in the sense that had this error not been made, it wouldn't have changed the result of what the jury came back with in terms of their verdict.
Sure.
So, you know, but that's what you do with a direct appeal. You're looking for all the things like I'm assuming that they will be attacking the fact that she didn't allow a third party culprit defense to come in any capacity. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll be a primary issue. The issue of the confessions, I think, will be brought up in what context depends on the way Stacey looks at it in terms of how do you argue whether or not these should have been admissible? Because I think there is a strong argument that that the confessions were coerced, not in your traditional type of interrogation type way where you hear about in cases where cops have somebody in there for 48 hours and they're just browbeating the hell out of them, not letting them sleep, you know, not giving them food or drink, whatever the case, sometimes getting violent with them, you know, telling them all the lies and they coerce a confession out of them. This was different. This was more of a passive coercion that was really the conditions of the confinement and for the extended period of time in which that occurred with him,
yeah,
caused him to slip into psychosis and, you know, therefore making you know, that these weren't voluntary and or they were coerced or a combination of both.
Yeah.
So however she chooses to address that issue, and there's other issues that will be raised for certain. I think another really big issue in that case is how he ended up in a prison as opposed to jail. And that will be discussed in terms of the safekeeping hearing, the lack of due process in terms of Richard Allen not even being present at the time that they made this decision to put him in a prison for his own safekeeping without him being present, without a lawyer on his behalf being present, and no notice to him that it was happening.
Yeah.
And the problem for the state is the fact that Allen has the ability to make a decision in that process in terms of if they're saying that we are doing this for your own safety, not for the safety of the other people around you, Richard Allen could say, you know what? I'm good. I'll just stay in the county jail. So he had the ability to make a decision on his own behalf with regards to whether or not he wanted to reject it, because they were saying that they were doing it for his own safety. Mm-hmm. You know, that they couldn't articulate any threats in particular. No one had made any threats in particular, but it was just their general feeling that because of the victims and their age, and traditionally how we know people that commit crimes against children are treated in prisons and jails, that was their mindset that, look, if we put him in some place where somebody's going to have access to him, he won't even make it to trial. So that was their thinking. Problem is due process.
So we've got an appeal built on trial errors, due process concerns, and the kind of legal arguments that most people never hear about until it's far too late. But already the shape of the fight is clear. The state will argue harmless error. The defense will argue those errors are anything but harmless. And if you follow any wrongful conviction cases, you know this script. The legal system doesn't like to admit mistakes. And if you want to overturn a verdict, you got to convince not just one judge, but a whole appellate panel. And the trial wasn't just imperfect, it was fundamentally unfair. But there's the uncomfortable part. Sometimes the easiest way to make sure your conviction survives is to keep your defendant under conditions that break him before he ever gets a second chance in court. If you think that sounds far too cynical, just wait to hear what happened to Richard Allen after the verdict came in. That's where we're going in our next segment. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss it as we continue this conversation with Bob. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts. Or if you're watching us on YouTube, please hit subscribe there and let us know your thoughts in the comments section. Love to hear from you. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.